From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. on Monday accused Syria of carrying out mass killings of prisoners and burning their bodies in a large crematorium. Acting Assistant Secretary of State Stuart Jones said dozens are being hanged at the Saidnaya prison every day.
The regime holds as many as 70 prisoners in Saidnaya in cells that have a five-person capacity. And according to multiple sources, the regime is responsible for killing as many as 50 detainees per day at Saidnaya.
He said the regime of Bashar al-Assad has, quote, sunk to a new level of depravity with the continuing military assistance of Russia in Iran.
The United States is on record and has stated many times that we are appalled by the atrocities that have been carried out by the Syrian regime. And these atrocities have been carried out seemingly with the unconditional support from Russia and Iran.
The rights group Amnesty International had reported similar findings back in February. The U.S. report came a day before the resumption of the latest Geneva peace talks on Syria. Previous rounds have produced little or no progress. Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that airstrikes possibly carried out by the U.S.-led coalition struck an Islamic State-controlled town in Deir ez-Zor, killing and wounding dozens. In Ivory Coast, mutinous soldiers Monday rejected a proposed deal to end their uprising over unpaid bonuses. This soldier said, "This is not a coup d'etat. We're only demanding what's rightfully owed us." Thousands of soldiers have taken the West African country's second largest city, Bouake, and the revolt has spread across the country. Heavy gunfire was heard Monday in the commercial capital Abidjan, as well as the western port city of San Pedro. This is VOA News. While the global cyber attack called ransomware appeared to ease Monday, some cybersecurity researchers said they discovered technical data that could link North Korea to the attack that infected hundreds of thousands of computers across dozens of countries since Friday. Korea analyst Sung-Yoon Lee of Tufts University said he's not surprised.
North Korea, we know, has successfully waged a cyber attack, a massive cyber hacking job against a major movie studio in the United States in 2014, Sony Pictures Entertainment, which caused probably hundreds of millions of dollars of damage.
Symantec and Kaspersky Lab both said a code in an earlier version of the WannaCry software appeared in programs used by the Lazarus Group, identified by experts as a North Korea-run hacking operation. The UN Security Council Monday condemned the North's latest ballistic missile launch, the unanimous statement urging Pyongyang to show sincere commitment to denuclearize through concrete action and stressing the importance of working to reduce tensions. Stefan Dujarric is a spokesman for the Secretary General.
This action is in violation of Security Council resolutions and a threat to peace and security in the region. The Secretary General calls on the DPRK to ensure full compliance with its international obligations and return to the path of denuclearization.
Analysts said the latest rocket signaled major advances in the North's development of an intercontinental ballistic missile. The new South Korean leader Moon Jae-in is scheduled to hold a summit with President Donald Trump at the White House in late June. The UN renewed its appeal for help with South Sudanese refugees, calling for at least $1.4 billion to provide food, water, and health services. David Beasley heads the World Food Program.
If we get the funding we need, we can stave off the danger of famine spreading. But we urgently require additional resources to save lives and to pull the country back from the brink.
The UN said South Sudan has become, quote, the world's fastest growing refugee crisis, with more than 1.8 million refugees, including a million children. South Africa's top court heard arguments Monday from the opposition to allow a no-confidence motion against President Jacob Zuma by secret ballot. Mr. Zuma, under fire for corruption, a poor economy, and mismanagement, has survived previous public votes of no confidence. More sit-ins and roadblocks as anti-government protests in Venezuela extended into a seventh week Monday as the country's economic and political crisis deepened. A teenager was the latest victim of the often violent demonstrations, in which nearly 40 have died over 6 weeks. More record closings on Wall Street Monday. Demand for tech stocks and rising oil prices pushed both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ composite indices into record territory. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.